Can we bring can we talk about the caravan park as well? So just so a reminder, Ramsey's here, so be careful what you're saying about this one. There's been some comments on Facebook about Aberfeldy Caravan Park. Elaine, do you want to give us the gist of it?
Well, they're just the Mr. McKenzie from Moness wishes to put the rent up. I think it's another £250, up to
£2,500. Enough. Is it not £400? Maybe wrong. I may be wrong.
Well, it's going up to £2,500, and the seasonal guys are really unhappy about this. They feel that they came to us last time, and they felt that had something been done to make the facilities better, then they feel they wouldn't be quite so upset about this next rise, but absolutely nothing has been done. So apparently he's been left without any staff at all. Well, that's about it, really. They really want help to see if there's anything can be done, or they are going to be leaving, which I think
is really... There's actually electric on top of that fee.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Because it's 22 pence a unit. I don't even know what a unit is, but... So you've not only got your increase, you're still paying for electric over and above that. And if you're there for a week in a caravan, or even a tent, you know, it's going to cost you a wee bit more.
Yeah.
Whereas some places, they don't mind the, because that's the fuel price plus electric, but this is the prices and plus the electric. So it's a wee bit naff, really. So I don't know.
Jane, do you have anything on this?
Yeah, well, I am a little bit. I mean, I've spoken to John yesterday. I don't think there's anything in the lease that will allow us to step in. That's going to be the only thing, you know. I know a lot of the staff have left, but that's not the caravaner's problems. Do you know what I mean? That's his problem. I mean, there's a lot of staff's left to hotel as well, you know. I just think he needs to provide far better facilities than he's doing. I appreciate that he's maybe trying to recoup some of his money from the fact that COVID last year, he didn't have a lot of folk in there, but then that's like every business. But I don't see every business in the town here putting all the prices up to try and recoup what they didn't make last year, because he would have been the same as everybody else and would have got a grant and a monthly sum from the council.
That's right.
So I don't feel that he can use that excuse for putting his prices up.
I think I've got a double, sorry.
He would have got the big grant. He would have got something like 25,000 lump sum, and I don't know how much it was per month.
Is that because he's got two businesses?
No, he would have got one. He would have got it for each of his businesses.
That's ridiculous.
I think the trouble is it's a private business in the sense. I know Perth and Kinross still own the site, but he leases it, and really he can charge what he likes.
Yeah.
You know, it's up to him. Yeah. It's a money-making business. He's there to make a profit. And, you know, I think there's probably not very much, certainly the Community Council can do, but even Perth and Kinross, to try and stipulate to him what he can charge for his business and what he should be charging and things.
I just
it's
think
more difficult if he's not doing the services and the upgrades or providing the facilities that are in the lease. But I think for, you know, others to say what he can and can't charge, you know, is difficult.
What would be a breach of his lease? That is what I think we'd all like to know.
When we looked at it last time, it was the overcrowding and, you know, putting too many people on pitches and things, which was the things before, or probably a lack of services and facilities, you know, if they're really... you know, not fit for purpose.
Yeah. Well, John knows how many toilets and showers he's supposed to provide per 15 caravans.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what John said to me yesterday.
Yeah. No.
But when Perth and Kinross came out to visit and they told him they were coming, doesn't really help You know,
Well, I think it was a spot visit, but I mean, there's a couple of issues here. One, I think I've provided you with a copy of the lease before, and I can provide it again. And it obviously dictates the various aspects of what he's required to provide under the lease. And when we looked at it before, when people made comments through the community council, he was found to be adhering to the requirements of his lease. I also went down on two or three occasions just on spot visits to check the cleanliness of the toilets and the shower blocks and all that, and they were fine in the cases I were there. And then when the council officers attended as a result of my sort of reporting the matters to them, pretty sure they went in spec. I don't think it was a range visit, and everything was fine. And the numbers of, I think it's 129 caravans that he is allowed as part of the lease. And for each, for the women's toilets, he's to provide so many cubicles, if you like. And for the men's, for the male toilets, again, it's so many cubicles and urinals, depending on the number of caravans. Now, all of these toilets were in place. I'm assuming nothing has changed there. So as far as I'm aware, you know, adheres to the requirements of the lease, and I'm not aware of anything different. Nobody has come to me personally about it. I don't know if they've gone to the Maness Hotel or written to Mr. McKenzie and asked what's happening about facilities. Those of you that have maybe spoken to people, the residents, have they been in touch with Maness and had a?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I don't mind. I certainly don't mind speaking with Mr. McKenzie, but I would rather somebody spoke to me first, or they went to Mr. McKenzie direct, so that I know what the issues are. So if you know the people who have come to you, then ask them to get in touch with me.
Okay.
And I'll certainly, you know, it'll be anonymous between myself and Mr. McKenzie. I'll certainly raise any issues with him and see what he has to say. But I think it's maybe a bit unfair to criticise him just now when I don't know what the issues actually are that people are complaining about.
I'm pretty sure Lorraine is right in this. We can't really comment on price. It's up to him to let the market dictate what his prices are.
We were saying that, you know, it's maybe for him, for business sense, that maybe he would prefer not to have seasonal pitches on the site, because then he can have a better turnover, if you like, more profitable if the site's going to be really busy, and he can have more people coming on a weekly or weekend basis and things. And, you know, he might have changed his business mode to say, actually, I'm not so keen to have so many seasoners on all year. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that's, you know, as hard as it probably is, and whether it's right or wrong, but that's up to him and his business model as to how he manages the site.
Is that not worked out at Kenmore as well, Lorraine?
Sorry?
Did they not do that out at Kenmore as well?
I think so, yeah.
That's what they did, because they don't make as much money
from the seasonal.
It worked out roughly, £14 a night for a seasonal compared to...
You know, whether it's his way of changing his business model or how he's doing things at the site might, you know, be a longer term plan on how he wants to operate the site.
I'm having a quick look at the lease here, and I think all that's in the lease, if you like, is the kind of more technical stuff about, you know, numbers of caravans and spaces and hard standing and all that. I don't think there's anything in it that says that the caravan site must have a proportion of residential as opposed to, you know, to day visitors or you know, on spec visitors or whatever. So
I would certainly be really keen to see a copy of the lease again, John, if you were able to circulate that, if it was possible.
Yeah, do that. I'll send it around the community councillors.
I've said it in the past, and, you know, it's kind of a little too late now, but I think Perth and Kinross, and maybe your feeling at the time, was to ever allow a lease of 50 years ever to be signed for something like this.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems absolutely ludicrous. Yeah.
I think that's another thing that I think that gets them a wee bit is that he doesn't pay very much rent. And I think that's kind of upset a few of them, saying, well, he's increasing the prices, yet he hardly pays anything for his lease. And I think that's maybe, but then that's not anything to do with, I mean, he's just lucky he got it cheap, you know?
He was at the outset, he was, and maybe John can check this in the lease, at the outset, he was to improve the electrics, and he was to upgrade the toilet facilities and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was to be a capital investment at the outset, which would have fell on him. And therefore, he got a relatively low rent because of that. It would be useful from John, just what is in that lease. Yeah. Check, look at these things.
I would need time probably to look at it. I'm not sure that it says anything about upgrading toilets and things like that. I think it just says that you need to provide so many toilets and showers for the number of you know, for the capacity of the caravan site. Certainly, I'm pretty sure the electrical works have been replaced in the time. I know there's I don't know if it says substation thing that's on it. I think it was.
There was a lot of electrical work done.
Electrical work done at the town site.
Probably the year after he took over, there was a lot of electrical work done.
Yeah. So I know that's been done, but as I say, I'm not sure that there's a requirement on him to do these things. But I'll have another look at the lease agreement.
Okay, so it sounds like, other than getting the lease from John, it sounds like it's probably not appropriate for us to say anything else about it at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I would just say to Elaine, if it's Elaine, to go back to whoever raised it with her and ask them to contact me if they wish me to take it forward.
Well, even if the caravanners had it, you know, if they feel he's in breach of things, of overcrowding or doing these things, having evidence of it would be really helpful, because this late in the year for people to go and inspect the site, it's, you know, partially empty now, it's not busy, and that kind of thing.
At the end of the month, I think.
You know, if they're raising the issues at the time when they're feeling these things aren't being done or there's breaches of something, it's hard to kind of do that after the event, isn't it?
Yeah.